DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
The government is committed to the development of the nation's human capital, its people. To do so, it has sought to implement several programs and initiatives that will improve access to quality educational opportunities, and with them, individual and family advancement. We examine a few of these initiatives on today's program. The Ministry of Education continues to place strong emphasis on developing the early childhood and primary sectors, pledging in the 2014-2015 estimates of expenditure to invest $231.5 million to expand classroom blocks in 4 primary and 1 all-age school this fiscal year. The schools are Christiana and Mandeville Primary in Manchester, Discovery Bay and Ocharius Primary in St. Anne, Old Harbour Primary in St. Catherine, and John Mills Primary and Junior High in Kingston. The ministry will also seek to incorporate a number of underutilized basic schools into primary schools as infant departments in order to strengthen the performance of the early childhood sector. As infant departments, the ministry is able to provide more systematic support to staff and students and play a greater role in helping them meet performance targets.
It is costing us 3 times as much to keep a child in those small schools than it is in a larger primary school, with approximately 1/3 of the excellence in outcome. It doesn't make practical sense. Succeed or fail, our target is to transform another 200 basic schools into infant schools during 2014.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The government will also be making a considerable effort to increase school places at all levels in rural Jamaica. A new high school will be opened in Mandeville later this year, while 2 primary schools are to be expanded and infrastructural works will be completed at the Mandeville Primary and Junior High School. Earlier this year, the government partnered with the government of Japan for the refurbishment of 2 schools. Through its Grant Assistance for Grassroots and Human Security Project, GGP, the Japanese government donated $11 million to the Wait a Bit All-Age School in Trelawney and $10 million to the Crooked River Skills Training Center in Northern Clarion. At Wait a Bit, the funds will be spent to build a computer room, repair a multipurpose court, and fence the school. Over at the Crooked River Skills Training Center, the funds will be used to renovate and upgrade the center to facilitate vocational skills training. A sustained effort is also being made to equip hard skills training centers across the island to increase access to career development opportunities.
What we want to do, therefore, is to reach out with heart into the communities of Crooked River, of Wait a Bit, of all the other places, and offer the chance, the opportunity for better education, for hope. You no longer have to come to town to gain skills.
Yes.
Stay in your own country.
In keeping with plans to raise the profile of technical and vocational skills, the HeartTrust NTA has embarked on a program of rebranding several of their institutions into workforce colleges, offering internationally recognized skills training in industry-specific areas. Earlier this year, the Portmore Heart Academy was rebranded the Heart College of Construction Services, and the Runaway Bay Heart Academy was rebranded the Heart College of Hospitality Services. These follow the introduction of the Heart College of Beauty Services and the Heart College of Innovation and Technology in 2011. Access to these institutions is guaranteed to boost the workplace readiness of students, leading to increased productivity in their sectors.
Heart NTA is being called upon to play a pivotal role in helping to prepare skilled workers for employment in all areas of national development, in all aspects of the growth agenda.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. With a population of educated and motivated people, all contributing to the development of their sectors, Jamaica is well on track to achieving first world status by the year 2030. And the government is committed to providing our people with the educational and career opportunities to achieve this goal.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.